Spring Black Friday savings are happening now at the Home Depot. And also, at your front door. Get spring savings delivered to you with free delivery on over 2 million items. Everything you need for spring cleaning, patio decorating, and front yard gardening sent right to you. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Spring your way with Spring Black Friday savings only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
SiriusXM Sports Podcasts presents Mad Dog's Daily Bite with Christopher Russo.
And good afternoon, everybody! We'll start with Tatis, that fraud, and that phony who, you know, basically had a motorcycle accident. And when asked what happened, tell me about the accident, and he said, which one, which is indicative of the fact that he rode that motorcycle more than once. That's how he broke his wrist. Somehow, some way, lockout be damned. He didn't figure out a way to get that information to the Padres, whether through an agent, whether through his father, whether through a friend, you know, whether through SOS, a mail, something. I know they are not allowed to communicate during lockouts, front offices and players, but there is a way I would think you could send a card, do it, message in a bottle. I'd figure it out. Get the message to San Diego. By the way, I had a motorcycle accident. I got a broken wrist. Your thoughts? He never did that. Showed up at spring training with his wrist impaired. Had the surgery. He's missed really all of the year. And then he goes out there and gets nailed with PED use, announced late Friday afternoon, gets himself an 80-game suspension. You know, kind of takes all the spirit away from San Diego after all the hoopla with the Soto trade 10 days prior. And then he sits there and tells everybody with a dopey written by his management team or agent, whomever, trying to explain, well, I had ringworm and this was not the antibiotic. I thought this was not an anabolic steroid, so my fault. Oh, what do you mean ringworm? Nonsense. You took an anabolic steroid, you fraud, and you got nailed for it. Don't let me hear about ringworm and all that nonsense. How about a player and his agency who just signed a $341 million contract? How about once in their lives they say, you know what? I screwed up. I cheated. I'll try to make sure that doesn't happen again. My apologies. And now I'm going to go away for a while. Goodbye. How about that? How about a short and sweet and quick, I made a mistake. Horrific job. I'm sorry. End of letter, end of statement. Instead of trying to explain, which makes it worse, what dopey agent or marketing guru or anybody try with ringworm? And then he's got family members sending pictures out. Ah, nonsense. Nonsense. He cheated. And now this obviously calls into question lots of things, including the beginning part of his career, number one. And number two, it calls into question this $341 million that San Diego gave him. I mean, now they gave him money based on his resume, and a resume may have been falsified. And maybe it might be a joke resume with all the offensive numbers. What a disgrace. And then San Diego came out and basically, including A.J. Preller, came out and said, you know, disappointed, said what you expect them to say. But the underlining theme from the Padres was they indicated they weren't sure if they were able to trust him anymore. And the most of the media folks, you know, give him a complete pass because the most of the media guys are younger. They don't have a real understanding of cheating, like voting for Bonds and Clemens with Hall of Fame. They look the other way. So they're very soft in this department, especially for a young player. And they like to watch him. So they give him a pass. It's a disgrace what this guy did. He gets the 80 games. Those games, by the way, if they make the playoffs, the three or four games that they're going to play, whoever they may play, if they make it, and then if they play a three-game series, they count towards next year. But at the moment, he loses 43 games next year. So not only is this year screwed up because he had a motorcycle ride when he had signed a huge contract, which is a complete no-no, he screws up a quarter of next year. And who knows? I don't know what the rule is. And baseball does a horrific job there because they allow the player to, I think, to use the existing facilities to work out and prepare himself for his return to the sport, which they shouldn't do. If you get suspended for steroids, you should be completely suspended. You should not be able to play in a minor league. You should not be able to use the facilities. And I'm not sure if, in fact, I think you can. I shouldn't actually kill baseball. I'm not 100% sure, but I don't think they ban you from using the facilities and the training scenario. You just can't play in the games. And you can't be in a dugout, and you can't be anywhere near the a major league ballpark when your team is playing. But it's a joke. He should be basically exercised from the team. I don't want to see him, hear from him. He should nowhere have any opportunity to be with the ball club. I know that's a strict penalty. Maybe they're worried that if they do that, you know, unsupervised for 80 games and 4 or 5 months could cause a trouble. But he should not be anywhere, and that's part of the punishment in my eyes. Regardless of that, San Diego now, which spent a fortune this year to try to, and they have on him and Machado and everybody else, maybe down the road Soto, the Padres, you know, trying to change the, you know, the storyline and trying to, you know, keep up with their neighbors to the north in L.A. and using this young star as a way to do that. Well, now they're going to go back to the drawing board. So they gave a guy $341 million who has all the money he can possibly spend. So it's not like he's taking steroids for his next contract. You don't have to worry about that. He's got $350 million in the bank, which makes it more idiotic. I mean, geez, where is his old man who played in the big leagues? I mean, it's a disgrace. And any apology letter which tries to explain the reason for the anabolic steroids needs to be thrown out with the dishwater. I mean, that is, you know what? Well, here's the deal. I had ringworm and I didn't know. Oh, nonsense. You didn't know. You're pushing new. Nonsense. Nobody wants to hear that nonsense. You cheated. That's all people care about. You, when you didn't have to, cheated. Well, maybe you did have to. Maybe that's why you got the $341 million contract to begin with. Who the hell knows? I don't know. Ortiz failed that drug test in 02, but at least Ortiz, you know, came back and helped the Red Sox win 3 championships. And that's something this guy is going to have an opportunity to do because, you know, he's going to have a chance. Ortiz was not on the 18 team, so he won 4-7 and whatever it was, 13. And this is a chance now that Tatis can rewrite the script because he's a young player and, you know, he's got plenty of years to bounce back. But it's a disgrace with what he did. And if I was San Diego, I'd be freaking, you know, they save the money, it doesn't get paid. But I mean, now you're going to build around, now you're going to build your team around a cheat, a steroid cheat. That's what you're going to do? No more now about Tatis. I don't want to hear another word from anybody about how Tatis is this, he's misunderstood that. Young player, give him a break, he made a mistake. Nonsense, he cheated. You know, when I was 22 or 24 or 23 years of age, I knew the difference between right and wrong. Okay? At that age, you got to know the difference between right and wrong. He did not. On the subject of that, and it's only a sidebar, what's Clevinger saying? Tony Clevinger now? Mike Clevinger now? I got to listen to him? Clevinger, who's been on the Padres about a week. I mean, he got traded that 1 year a couple years ago. Then he had the Tommy John, and he's returned. He's pitched about a week. Clevinger, the same nutcase who went out with freaking Plesac with the Indians a couple years ago during the pandemic and had to basically, you know, write an apology letter to his teammates in Cleveland just to come out and participate again. Now I'm going to listen to Clevinger, who basically is going to read Tatis the Riot Act, a pitcher who knows nothing about the history of the Padres. Shut up, son. And I don't want to sit there and make light of Tatis and I don't want to take away any of the blame on him and move it to somebody else. But I got to listen to Clevinger now, who, you know, went out there a couple years ago under strict guidelines and went out there to party with Plesac during that pandemic year 2 years ago and came back to hang out with the Indians in their clubhouse when he was out the night before when COVID was rampant. This is two summers ago. And now I got to listen to him tell me about right and wrong. Well, his quote was, well, we trusted him twice. He's let us down twice. Ah, shut up, son. Nobody wants to hear from you. Machado, he wants to say something. He's got the right. That's different. He's got the right. He's been there a while. Machado, if nothing else, plays. He wants to say something. Preller wants to say something. Even Trent Grissom. He wants to say Hosmer, who got traded. I'm okay with it. No problem. But earn your stripes with an organization before you pipe, before you chime in. And if you are going to say something, have a clean record yourself. Clevenger does not. This is a big blow for the sport. That's the final element of this. The sport needs all the young stars it can get. The sport needs the young star to appeal to the young fan. And Tatis is, when he plays, and now I got to question it, but because who knows what this flair and what the personality is all about. Maybe he's juiced up, and that's what creates it. Who knows? But, you know, this is a guy that has flair. That is peppy, that, you know, when he, you know, plays the game with some gusto and appeals to the Colin Russos of the world. Likes watching him. 20-year-old. Likes watching him. Well, now baseball loses a guy like that. Baseball doesn't have many guys like that. Where, you know, they got a few of them, you know, Otani and, you know, obviously Trout when he's healthy and, you know, they got a few of them, but they don't have that young super duper star who really appeals to the young sports fan who normally would not be inclined to love baseball. You know, they have a guy like that in Tatis, and now they don't have him for a long period of time. Now, that young fan is very forgiving, and that young fan doesn't make it big. It's like the writer. You know, they want to vote everybody in the Hall of Fame who's got steroids. They can't understand why, you know, you don't put Bonds in who is fraudulent, breaking records. Well, how could you do that? You're an old fogey. What do you know? Blah, blah. All that nonsense. Nonsense. You cheat, you cheat. You cheat, you cheat.
Want more Chris Russo? Listen to Mad Dog Unleashed weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Mad Dog Sports Radio, SiriusXM Channel 82.
Mad Dog's Daily Bite is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you've enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcasts.
Bring on spring projects with Spring Black Friday Savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can bring on the spring cleaning, the patio decorating, and the front yard gardening. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Bring on the spring doing and spring your way only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.